Shedding Shackles is sponsored by Roland Trujillo.
My name is Ava. I'm speaking with Roland Trujillo, host of Shedding Shackles. Roland, you've been a host of Shedding Shackles for over 30 years.
Actually, this is my 35th year on the air.
Wow. For the benefit of new listeners, can you tell us what Shedding Shackles is all about?
Sure, I'd be glad to. What I discovered is that everywhere people are under pressure, work pressure, study pressure, grade pressure, performance pressure. Yeah, maybe we function, but it's out of obligation or out of resentment or to get over with. To be truly free, to love others, to be more forgiving, to have patience for other people, to be truly free means not to respond to pressure. At Shedding Shackles, we show people how not to respond to pressure. It's that simple. That's what we're all about.
Thanks, Roland.
Welcome to Shedding Shackles. Today's topic is No Woodlessly. And now, here's your Shedding Shackles host, Roland Trujillo.
Hi, everyone. Welcome. Today, I come to you with something beautiful. And I want to begin by talking about something that Christ said. He said, "This is a new commandment I give to you, to love one another as I have loved you." Now, he said that after he had washed their feet. You remember? He washed their feet. And then he said, "Love one another as I have loved you." Now, when he was talking to the general populace and to the Pharisees, they asked him, they came and asked him, they said, "What's the greatest commandment?" He said, "The greatest commandment is, you shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, mind, strength, and soul, and love your neighbor as yourself." That was the greatest. But now Christ has a new commandment for those who believe in him and who love him and love where he is coming from. That new commandment is, love one another as I have loved you. So today, let's talk about what kind of love did Christ have for other people? Because we need to know that if we want to know how to love one another as he loved us. That's his commandment. He tells us to love others as he loved us. And how did he love us? Well, he gave an example, didn't he, just before he told them the new commandment. And his example was, he washed their feet. So, what kind of love does he have in mind for us? He has in mind for us a selfless love, a self-sacrificing, selfless love. How many times, for example, Jesus told us, remember? He said, when you give, don't let your left hand know what your right hand is doing. In other words, just give without a thought of the consequences. See, it's not a selfish thing. See, mostly what we do is we think of the consequences. Well, if I give this to him, then, oh, geez, then I'll have to not do that. Or if I give this to him, then maybe he will like me and then he'll do this for me. Or if I do this for him, then maybe he'll kind of forget about the unfairness I did to him. Or if I do this for them, then it's maybe they'll forget about the fact that I've been kind of phony with them. Or if I do this for my kids, then maybe they'll, you know, they'll forget that I yelled at them. You see what I mean? Always we have something in mind. We're giving, but we want something in return, don't we? Christ said, do it selflessly, without any thought of the consequences, without any thought of gain, of what you might win or what you might lose. Just do it. Just do it. Isn't that a slogan nowadays? Just do it. But when they say just do it, they have something else in mind. When you hear the general people, the general populace, or the media talking about just do it, they have in mind what? Cutting loose, letting it rip, letting it all hang out, going for the gusto, you know, that sort of thing. No, that's when Christ said just do it, he meant do the right thing, selflessly.
You're listening to Shedding Shackles with Roland Trujillo, Christian stress management on the radio for over 34 years.
Hi, this is Jeremiah Trujillo, the producer of Shedding Shackles. We'd love to hear from you. If you have a question or comment, give us a call at 510-455-8851.
When Christ said just do it, he meant do the right thing, selflessly, okay? Almost sacrificially. Look, I want to talk about this idea of sacrifice a little bit. Okay, so I'm a little bit all over the map here, but not really. It all ties together. I'll come back again to what I said in the very beginning. After he washed their feet, he then said, "A new commandment I give to you, love one another as I have loved you." Okay, and then there's another part to that, but I'll save the best for last. Right now, just focus on that. So how did he love us? He told people the truth, didn't he? He didn't hold back. He told them the truth. And he didn't mince words, and he didn't, downplay things to make them more acceptable. He just spoke the truth. That was his love. See? And he also loved people, even if they didn't love him. Do you realize that a lot of the, quote unquote, a lot of the miracles that he performed, you know, where he healed people, he healed them before they didn't have faith, a lot of them. Now, a couple of them did. A couple of them, he said, you know, you're healed because of your faith or greater, you know, he marveled at one person's great faith. But most of the time, they didn't have faith in him. See, they didn't. Remember, there was one guy he healed. The guy didn't even know who he was, but he healed him. See? So, in other words, just do, if there's something that you can do that's fair or decent or good, or you can lend a helping hand or something, just do it without the thought of who is this person I'm doing it for. Just do it. You see what I mean? Not because they're a member of your church or because they're a member of your neighborhood or anything. Just do it. See? So it's kind of selfless. I mean, it is selfless. And he also said, you know, that God is not a respecter of persons. He said, what you do for the least of them, see, you do for me. Remember he said that? All right. So you got the idea. So that's what his command is for those who love him and believe in him and love where he's coming from. His command is, love others as I have loved you. So therefore, if Christ has forgiven you, let's say that for a long time, you're kind of guilty. Yeah, you cheated on your wife, you divorced her, you wanted to find somebody prettier, so you divorced your wife, or you felt like you were tied down and restricted. Somehow you were cramped. You didn't feel totally free, so you divorced your wife or your husband. All right, so you've been walking around now for years kind of feeling guilty about that. And yeah, you betrayed someone. You know, you could have been there for your little brother, but instead you wanted to go off and be free of your rotten family, and so you went away, but you could have hung around and helped your brother. You know, that sort of thing. So we got all that stuff, and we're kind of guilty for it because, yeah, we didn't do right. And then you had a family, and before you know it, kids came along, and You were impatient with your kids. You yelled at them. You pressured them. The world is filled with pressure everywhere. And what did you do? You pressured them. Sent them off to a terrible school where they were pressured there. You gave them up to the peer group. You gave them up to everything so that you could selfishly sit in the office and drink your coffee or your latte or whatever it is that you drink and feel comfortable and, you know, that sort of thing. So you've been selfish. All right. So you have all these things that you're kind of guilty for them. Then all of a sudden one day, and who can say why, and who can say when it'll happen, or why it happened, but one day you take a look at yourself and you suddenly realize that you are a selfish person, and you suddenly see just how resentful you are, how you judge other people, and how you resent your husband, resent your wife, resent your kids, resent other people. You see what a resentful person you are. And you realize that that's the story of your life. You resented your dad. You resented your mom. All your life, you've been a hater, hating other people and putting on an act and pretending you're nice. See, for others, you put on an act. You go to the office and everybody says how nice you are. They see you're not particularly nice, but you fool them. Maybe they see it or maybe you fool them, but either way. So one day, you just see all that and you're sorry. You're actually and truly and really sorry in your heart. And you know you can't change yourself, and you just sob, and a tear flows down your cheeks, and you sob. You see that you're wrong and you can't make yourself right. You've always tried to make yourself right, but you see that you can't, and you're just so sorry, and you want to come clean to your conscience, to what you know in your heart. You want to come clean and stop putting on an act and pretending and stop hating. You just don't want to hate anymore. All right. Well, what has happened is that God has turned up the dimmer switch. He turned up the light. And now you see the truth. And you submit to the truth. You yield to the truth. The truth with a capital T. The God's truth, the light of truth, what you know in your heart wordlessly. You see the truth about yourself in the truth with a capital T. See how that works? So you yield, you submit, you give in, you stop trying to defend pride, and you stop putting on airs and putting on an act.
Hi, my name is Andrew. You're listening to Shedding Shackles with your host, Roland Trujillo. Roland brings old-time religion to life as he talks about repentance and turning back to God. Roland makes a new program every week just for the radio listener. So be sure to take advantage of this special resource. Roland wants you to know that Shedding Shackles is easy to find at your favorite podcast place. Roland says that since his program is only on the radio once or twice a week, you really should check out the podcast so you can listen again. Thanks and blessings.
Did you know that Roland has written over 20 books on the beauty of the spiritual walk and about healing relationships? So, if you like Roland's radio show, then you will definitely want to check out his informative books, one of which is sure to help you with your spiritual walk and loving relationships.
What has happened is that God has turned up the dimmer switch. He turned up the light. And now you see the truth. And you submit to the truth. You yield to the truth. The truth with a capital T. The God's truth. The light of truth. What you know in your heart wordlessly. You see the truth about yourself in the truth with a capital T. See how that works? So, you yield, you submit, you give in, you stop trying to defend pride, and you stop putting on airs and putting on an act. And then you walk around in the world and you see a world filled with very little love, and you've been a part of it. And now, you're just sorry. Yeah, you cry some tears, and then you wipe the tears from your eyes, and you go out in the world, and now, you're just a regular person again. You're not the great, powerful Wizard of Oz. You're not the queen of the world anymore. You're just a regular person. And it feels so good just to be a regular person. You came clean before God, and then somehow you realized, because he makes you realize, that he's forgiven you. He just wanted you to see that you were wrong and admit it and be sorry. That's all. And now it's over. So now your new life starts. Well, however that happened, and God made it happen, so it's a blessing. You're blessed. You are blessed. Now you are one of his. And now, for you, he gives you some time just to get to know yourself. There's a lot of sorting out to do, a lot of things to see, a lot of things to realize. And yeah, every day, a little bit of pain when you see something else that you did that was wrong. But gradually, the wrongs that you see become more subtle and the pain becomes less. And every time after you've cried a little tear, then you realize that God has forgiven you. You're reconciled to him. And now you start a new life. And yeah, it takes time. Takes a lot of time. When I started to get better, this was a long time ago, all of a sudden, I lost all my jobs. One job, I was fired. Another job, suddenly, all the work disappeared for me. And there's nothing, no more work for me. And so I didn't have any work. So fortunately, God provided so that I, you know, had something to eat, and I had time. And I had time to just walk around and see things as they are. And just like a little kid walking around and looking at the world, he gave me a lot of time. And then as the weeks and the months went by, and gradually I began, a new life began. And it's just beautiful. Someday I'll tell you the whole story. The point I'm getting at is that once you become his, see, then there's a new commandment. And the new commandment is, love one another as I have loved you.
You're listening to Shedding Shackles, a breath of fresh air on the radio. Check out Roland's free resources at sheddingshackles.com.
So now, God forgave you, forgive others. And how do you forgive others? By letting go of resentment, by letting go of the grudges. See, you give something up. See, it's the idea of sacrifice. You give something up, and you get something in return. But you get something in return, but you don't try to give it to yourself. See, that's our mistake. We try to give it to ourselves. No, don't give it to yourselves. Just give something up with no idea, no plan, no thought of getting anything in return. And then, lo and behold, something comes to you as a blessing. So you give up your grudges and your judgments. See, they always sustained your pride, didn't you? You give them up. But when you give them up, then your pride is humbled. Your pride is your pride literally dies. It starts to dissolve away because it's no longer supported by those judgments, those secret judgments of other people and those resentments. So now you've given them up and you temporarily feel empty because you always thrived on judgment. You thrived on resenting other people, see? And then you did for them out of guilt to try to make up for the guilt. So once again, you're trying to make it do for yourself. Trying to save yourself, make up for yourself, give to yourself. Instead, just admit the truth and then go about your life and do your duty. Don't expect anything. And then something good will come, and it'll come from God. So you give up pride. You give up the infernal life of pride that leads to death. And maybe one day you will receive eternal life. See, you give up your judgments of other people, and in return, what do you get? You get God's approval. You get His forgiveness. See, forgive others. God, if Christ once said, God won't forgive, if you don't forgive others, God won't forgive you. So hang on to your judgment to support your pride. Hang on to that grudge against your dad. Hang on to that grudge against what your boyfriend did to you, or what your husband did to you, or what you think he did to you, or what you drove him to do to you, what you egged him on and teased him and nagged him and made his life into a living hell to do to you. So hang on to that judgment, and you won't have God's forgiveness. It's that simple. Let it go. See? So when you have give to somebody, if they ask for your jacket, don't just give them your jacket. Give them your other jacket and your sweater. See? So Christ doesn't mean that we have to go and give everything away and then live as a homeless person. He doesn't mean that. But what he means is, don't take thought about what you're going to get for it. Just do it. If it's right, do it. See, if you did something wrong to somebody, admit it. Hey, I'm sorry. I was phony with you. Hey, I'm sorry. I was angry. I'm sorry about the anger. Hey, I resented you, but I don't resent you anymore. I'm sorry. Just give that pride up.
Resentment is one of the most important topics you could hear talked about. A meditation moment. I'm Jeremiah Trujillo. What is resentment? Resentment is something that you can feel in your head. It's not an emotion you feel down below, like when you get angry or afraid. It's very close to your soul, more a mind emotion than a body emotion. Resentment is the emotion of becoming, but becoming something not good. Learn to be not emotional, and you will be closer to God and His right way. Find more inspiration for your day at SheddingShackles.com.
If you did something wrong to somebody, admit it. Hey, I'm sorry. I was phony with you. Hey, I'm sorry. I was angry. I'm sorry about the anger. Hey, I resented you, but I don't resent you anymore. I'm sorry. Just give that pride up. Let it go. And don't ask for anything in return. If you did somebody wrong, then go to them and say, hey, I did this to you and I did that to you and I see that it's wrong. I'm sorry. And mean it. Don't just say it. Mean it. And I apologize. And then walk away. Don't ask for their forgiveness. See, if you ask for their forgiveness, you're casting them into the role of God. Only God forgives. So don't ask for forgiveness. Just say, I'm sorry, and then walk away. See? But if you don't, by not trying to get forgiveness from somebody else where you're tempting them to play God, then God will forgive you. He sees in secret. See? But then He rewards you openly. So all these principles become quite clear, don't they? And you're even willing to give up your attitude. You don't have an attitude. You just go out in the world with innocent eyes, fresh eyes, and meet each moment afresh. And if you have something to do, then just do it. You can do a kindness for someone, do it. If you can't, then don't worry about it. But live each moment at a time, and in the back of your mind, delicately. Delicately wanting to do what's right. That's the only aim you have. You want to do what's right. And you want to see clearly so that you can know what is right. See what I mean? You don't know what is right. Let God show you. So give up your judgments. Give up all your studying and all your trying to accumulate. See, what did Christ say? He said, you know, don't try to accumulate a whole bunch of stuff that moths and rust will corrupt. Instead, let it all go. See, God will show you in the moment. He will let you know what to say. You know, you have a delicate moment with your child. Don't pre-plan what you're going to say or try to go read some expert, you know, who claims to know a lot about it. Just stand there. You don't know what to say, but you want you want to, in your heart, you want to do what's right, but you don't know what the right thing is, then guess what? By giving up your pride and giving up all your studies and all your judgments and all your preconceived ideas and all your prejudices and all the things you memorized, and you just stand there, God will give you, in that moment, He'll give you what to say. Okay? So, I think you got the idea. So, I'm going to stop at this point. I'm going to stop at this point. And, So, the last thing I was going to say, Christ said, He washed their feet. And then He said, a new commandment I give to you, love one another as I have, or as I just showed you, as I have loved you. And He said, in that way, they will know that you are my followers because you have love for one another. See, when they see your love, when they see that you don't hate them, they did you wrong, but you don't hate them in return. You don't judge them. You don't condemn them. You give all that stuff up. All those things do is support your pride. You give them all up and you just stand there. And you, when they see that, they know that there's something special in you, something different, something otherworldly in you. See, that you could sacrifice, give up anything that supports your pride in order to not judge them and not hate them, not condemn them. See, not try to get anything out of them, not feel superior to them. You just stand there. And they see that, and they see that that is some kind of a love, and they see that it comes through you, and thereby they see that it's from God. It's not your love. See? Oh, it's very beautiful. Until next time, Lord willing, and the Greek don't rise, I'll see you then. Bye-bye.
You have been listening to Shedding Shackles with your host, Roland Trujillo. Now you can listen to Roland anytime by logging on to www.sheddingshackles.com. You'll find lots of free, helpful information, and you can also order materials or make a donation by using your credit card. Once again, the web address is sheddingshackles.com. Please remember that Shedding Shackles is listener-supported. Thank you.
Shedding Shackles is sponsored by Roland Trujillo,